Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with regional news. Two army personnel in Upper Subansiri district died in a tragic accident. Identified as Naib Subedar Kulban Singh of the 908 Field Regiment under the 56th Artillery Brigade and Naik Pradeep Kumar Sharma of the 18th Sikh Regiment, the army men lost their lives while in service of the nation. Meanwhile, Arunachal Pradesh Governor, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik, has expressed deep sorrow over the demise of the brave hearts. He paid heartfelt tribute to their courage, dedication and unwavering commitment to safeguarding our sensitive borders. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said the process of serving and demarcating the interstate boundary between Arunachal Pradesh and Assam has begun in phases, with the first boundary pillar already erected as part of efforts to resolve the decades-old dispute. Replying to a written question from BJP MLA Wang Lin Luangdong, CM Khandu said Pak Khe Kesang district has been selected as the first district where boundary pillars are being installed. Mr. Khandu told the House that following the Namsai declaration and the subsequent settlement process, Arunachal has registered an overall net territorial gain along its interstate boundary with Assam. The Arunachal Pradesh Transfer and Posting of Employees of Education Department Bill 2026 was passed after a lengthy discussion in the budget session of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly today. Education Minister P.T. Sona said a transparent portal mostly managed by AI will have all the relevant details of teacher recruitment, posting, transfer and their educational qualification. He added that the bill will help solve the long-standing human resource crunch in various schools of the state. RWD Minister P.T. Sona said only 5 roads out of 42 projects built using nanotechnology under the PMGSY were successful. The minister was replying to heavy criticism of the same brought up by multiple MLAs during the short discussion on the pathetic condition of roads built using nanotechnology in the budget session of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly today. The Arunachal Assembly has constituted a one-time evaluation committee today to study and review the human-wildlife conflict in the state. It was brought up by MLA Kumar Bai on the first day of the budget session on 6th March. The committee members are Wang Lin, Luangdong, Kumar Bai, Dr. Mahesh Chai, Topinete, Sering Lamu and Member Secretary of the Principal Chief Conservator of Forest. The committee will submit its report to the Speaker in 3 months. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik, emphasized that tour operators must play a proactive role in promoting sustainable and responsible tourism in the state. He laid this emphasis while interacting with the representatives of the Northeast India Tourism Confederation and the Arunachal Pradesh Tour Operators Association at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar. The governor also underscored the importance of capacity building and skill development in the tourism sector. Further, he advised tour operators to collaborate with government agencies in promoting Arunachal Pradesh through digital marketing, participation in travel fairs, influencer campaigns and well-curated tour packages to attract a wider range of visitors. A coordination meeting on the preparation for the upcoming Under-23 Tri-Nation Football Championship 2026 to be hosted at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPIA, was held at the Papumpare District Conference Hall today. Featuring 3 teams, India, Bhutan and Tajikistan, the matches are scheduled to be played on 25th, 28th and 31st March. The meeting was chaired by Bengia Yaka, Assistant Commissioner. Kipa Ajay, Secretary General Arunachal Pradesh Football Association, highlighted that this will be the first FIFA-level football event to be organized in the state. He sought cooperation and active support of all departments and stakeholders for its successful conduct. A fire reportedly broke out from a cycle mart last midnight, devoured at least 10 shops, including a rice mill at Rook Singh Town in East Siang District. The fire also gutted 5 adjoining residential kutcha houses and burned household properties into ashes. Fire tenders from Rook Singh, Pasighat, besides the nearby Jonai in Assam, rushed to the spot and doused the fire. 16 families have been affected by the fire, losing their household properties worth lakhs of rupees. However, no loss of human life has been reported. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.